right here. In the midst of his Roman experience, as we look at the phone display of his own life, his character indicator says he's lost connection. He's out of money. He thought he was all that. Where is he now? He's in a faraway country. He can't connect like he used to. He's too far away from the modem, and he's lost the connection because the Wi-Fi code has changed. Mm. Are y'all talking to me tonight?
Yeah.
Bandwidth doesn't matter anymore. The type of modem he has to use, that don't matter anymore. Even the strength of his signal doesn't matter anymore. What really makes you come to your senses is that you recognize that you have lost your connection with God. Have you ever recognized that something is just not right? Can I use a character in the Bible that he didn't know that God had left him? He had laid his head in Delilah's lap a many a time. He was able to break loose Christy many a time and defeat the Philistines. Matter of fact, the record tells us that he took the jawbone of a donkey and whooped 1,000 people and wasn't tired. He took the tails of 250 foxes, tied them together, Sister Helen, lit them up, and they ran through a field. How do you catch a fox, let alone 250 of them? You don't love me. You don't tell me how your strength is. He finally laid his head in her lap one day, and she used the wall clippers and cut his hair. And he got up thinking he could do it just because he was, you know, he was Samson. The Bible says he didn't know that the Spirit of God left him.
Lord have mercy.
And they took him from there, and he began to go grind meal. And what did they do with his eyes, everybody? So he won't be able to look at another woman. Guess who he has the grave responsibility of remembering for the rest of his life? You gotta be careful. Because our Delilahs today don't walk on 2 feet. Some Delilahs are males. You missed it. Some Delilahs are females. Some Delilahs are places where you've gone or where you're continuing to go. Some Delilahs are folk that you hang around with that are not Delilah material. And some of them you think, oh, ain't nothing wrong with hanging around them. You have to be careful. Because the indicator on your phone may say lost connection. This roaming that is happening to this man here is not hopeless, it's just helpless. See, everybody can be saved if they want to be. Did you hear me tonight? You can allow God to recalibrate your life, but you have to want him to do it. I can say I want to become an athlete. I can say that, but if I'm not eating right, if I'm not working out, if I'm not pushing my body to that stress factor where I can get over that them 3 weeks of trying to condition this, I'm just talking loud, saying a whole bunch of words, and I'm not putting anything to practice. We can't be like that in our walk because we got people watching us. Amen. Well, Pastor, they should be watching me. They should be watching Jesus. They are watching Jesus. They're watching the Jesus in you. That's what they want. They're watching the Jesus in you, the one you've been talking about, the one you've been testifying of, that have kept you out of trouble, that have put bread and water on your table, that have kept your vehicle fixed, that have kept you out of the emergency. That Jesus you've been testifying about, that's the light that they hear about. And now they have fixed in and they hold in on that bad boy and they have thermal imaging and they see you and they're looking at Jesus in you. We can't be like Saul was, King Saul, hiding amongst the luggage when you're called to do a work for God. Well, not only does squandering all of his money reveal signs of a lost connection through his roaming, but the last part of this text and what it's designed to convey to us that he stopped his indulgence. He stopped his indulgence. Verse 15 through 17, Luke 15, look with me. Verse 15 says, so he went and forced, glued himself upon one of the citizens of that country who sent him into the fields to feed hogs. Watch this now. I got to stay right here because you got to get this. He forced himself. He's in a faraway country and he's working a job. Remember, this is Jewish culture. So guess what? Jews and pigs don't have nothing in common. So you're working a job that you don't like. Oh, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Verse 16. And he would gladly have fed on and filled his belly with the chorapods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and nobody gave him anything better. Verse 17, that's where we're landing. Then when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food and even food to spare that I am perishing, dying of hunger? What are you talking about? Well, he stopped his indulgence. Remember, where he was indulging in everything. He had everything at his grasp and at his fingertips. He's even feeding hogs something that he knew that he wouldn't have been touching. So as Jesus was telling this parable, he knew that some of the Jewish people felt uncomfortable because he talked about hogs and Jews in the same sentence. That didn't even sound right. But he had to get his point across. Sometimes the Father allows you to roam so that it makes you come to your senses. I'm gonna say it again. Sometimes he allows you to roam. No Wi-Fi connection. Man, I gotta get closer to the church. I gotta make sure I get a good connection. So all the bars, all four of them will line up and they're high. Are you with me? Because you know how it is when you get away from your place and start saying that you don't have any connection. But when you come closer to the house of God, you gain a connection because there are some people who have a connection. There are some folk who operate as a hot spot that if in case it goes out in church, we still got connection because people here got the Holy Ghost. I ought to be able to connect with somebody in here that got a connection because you're connected to the main source where the wattage never goes out, where it never gets dull, where he's always plugged in, where he's always plugged up. Do I have any witnesses in here today? So if I'm on a dead cell, guess what? Jesus, I'm waiting on you. My phone need to be plugged up. Something wrong with me. I need to be connected. Well, I'm looking at that orange part of that battery on my phone, which tells me I need to plug in. Tuesday nights, I need to plug in. Saturday mornings, I need to plug in. Huh? In extreme praise, where I need to plug in. That's why I get it. Yes, so if I'm a member here, I'm about to say something. Yeah. If I'm a member here and my sword is dull, that's my own fault. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If my battery is weak, and if I can't get it from some of y'all, I ought to be able to rub off you because iron sharpens iron. And if you ain't acting like you so sharp, I'm going to say, hey, we need to talk to the Lord. Yes. Right. Yes. Amen, somebody. Yes. And I can't be acting bougie because it's any other day during the week, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I ought to be making some type of connection. Let me hurry up and let y'all go. When that which was to be fed to the hogs causes the stomach to growl and the mouth to water, there is a loss of connection somewhere. Did you catch what I just said? His stomach was growling. His mouth was watering of what the hogs were eating on. That's a problem. Because you know why? This guy knew how to work. Even though he didn't work. Watch this. His daddy is a king. And he came from royalty. So all of this, he shouldn't have been staying there no way. Since this is from a Jewish setting, he should have been making up his mind then. And verse 17 gives us that clue. The Bible says, then when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food and even food to spare that I'm here perishing? Well, let me close. When roaming, brothers and sisters, makes you come to your senses, you recognize your spiritual value. When roaming makes you come to your senses, you recognize your social value. When roaming makes you come to your senses, you recognize your occupational value. You learn how to keep a job. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me today. There are people that go from job to job. Go ahead, Junior. There are people that go from job to job to job to job, can't keep a job. And wondering what's wrong with them. Yeah, you kind of missed some lessons. And there are some lessons that can be learned and will stick. But we have to be connected to the main Wi-Fi.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
When roaming makes you come to your senses, your nutritional value will change. You won't be one with the hogs eat. Amen. You won't be one with they eat. Amen. Matter of fact, you won't even be one them.
I had to stay there for somebody.
You gotta be careful. When roaming makes you come to your senses, your family value changes. You gotta give, you know, them crazy uncles another chance. Crazy aunties, another chance. Gotta do it. Yeah, I know. Watch this. I'm finna be real with you. Can I be real with you? I know you don't want to. Watch this. And the Holy Ghost knows that you don't want to. Because you're fed up with something. I'm just sick of it. Guess what? God said, you know what? Go on, go pray for him. Go on, go pray for her. And tell him the stuff that you don't want to tell him. Because that which you don't want to tell him is that which you'll be more real with.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
You begin to say this, and I don't believe that any of those around. I'm just sick of Sister Apricot. She get on my last nerve. I'm so tired of Brother Grape, I can't stand it. But Lord, these are your children. But Lord, because watch this. Somebody prayed for you just like that. Because you were in the same category where somebody couldn't stand you. Oh, I know I got company here. You were the same way probably just a couple of days ago. Amen, somebody. But the God that we serve, guess what? We need to be connected to the same Wi-Fi. Because everybody here has some type of connection to him. And guess what? He wants to amplify that. He wants to turn up your BPSs. Not just a 400 or 500, to 1,000. So you're always connected. Even when stuff bad happens and the power go out, guess what? You still got a connection. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes the Father allows you to roam so that it makes you come to your senses.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with Dr. Christopher Manuel. I pray that today's message made your trouble smaller, your hope greater, and your faith restored. You're invited to join me every first and third Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and on Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located on 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. And at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church on every second and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located on 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on air. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 3131, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. And join us on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. on KAYT for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Community for Positive Change presents the Neighborhood Legacy Gala September 20th at the Alexandria Convention Center, 2225 North MacArthur Drive. Sponsored by Peabody Alumni, W.O. Hall and Professor Isle Scholarship Fund, and Peabody Magnet High School. You may nominate any group or individual deserving of an award now through August 30th. And any donations from Peabody Alumni and the community are appreciated. Tickets will be available throughout the city at our Facebook page at Legacy Ball Banquet or Trinnell Green at 318-729-2507 or Tanya Johnson 318-623-4765 for more information. It's time for a positive change in our community. Let's start with the Neighborhood Legacy Gala September 20th at the Alexandria Convention Center, sponsored by Community for Positive Change. This is one event you don't want to miss. Community for Positive Change is an underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. MiniMax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control. Whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's MiniMax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of MiniMax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
New Vision will be celebrating their 12th year annual Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the New Scott Ollie Baptist Church.
I've been running for Jesus.
Along with TJ and Trinity,
you can depend on me.
Betty Boss and the Anointed Inspirationals,
Jesus broke me up this
along with the Soulette Singers of Colfax and the Anointed
Jesus
Silver Stars of Simsport. The special guest will be the Lighthouse Singers of Baton Rouge. Pastor Jerry Dunbar of Baton Rouge will bring the message. This event is free and open to the public and hosted by Ann Fluker. New Vision in their 12th year annual at the New Scott Ollie Baptist Church, pastored by Bishop Lionel Smith. Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. The New Scott Ollie Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT-FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Sweet, sweet victory in Jesus. Yes, I do. He is
Aren't you glad that he's there fighting your battles and that that battle is already won? He's a mighty conqueror as my Jesus. That's Victory from Yolanda Adams' 2005 album, Day by Day. Good morning. You are listening to The Wade Hampton Show on KAYT-KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're five cities strong all day long. It's 85 degrees and sunny here in the Central City. We're playing the Word Game, 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Hey, good morning. Who's this on the phone?
This is Brother Curtis Day.
Hey, Curtis Day. You know your wife, Cynthia, just called a few minutes ago, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. She played the word game, and now it's your turn. I'm looking for a word or words that begin with the letters C-R.
All right, Brother Wade. I came up with cruise. Like you go on a cruise on a ship.
Right.
And crumble.
Like you do with a cookie.
Yes, sir.
Both excellent words, and thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that, sir. Curtis, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for being a part of the Ham Camp.
You also, too, Brother Wade.
Thank you, sir. All right, 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We'll have a complete weather forecast, and we're going to be doing birthdays and anniversaries coming up and coming at you. Right now, brand new I Am Justified. It's called Gucci, Louis, Prada. Is she paying more attention to fashion or Jesus? Let's check it out.
The Wade Hampton Show.
New music now.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like, I always seem to be attracted to the high sedity girls that like to wear Gucci, Prada, Louis, high fashion. But then I take them out and I want to talk to them about my Lord and Savior, but they just want to talk about fashion. I'm like, what's up with that? She want Gucci, Louis, Prada, Gucci, Louis, Prada, Prada, Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. She want Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. She loving them Gucci.
Gucci.
She rocking them Pradas.
Prada.
That Louis, she got him. Can't forget them red bottoms. Come to think about how can I be with a woman, don't know who she is. She putting her worth in material things. She gets the flights, the cost of the game, that's what they give. Hope it don't end up with a curse. Sell your body all for a new purse. I know the truth hurts, but let's address it first. Got exposed info, I see my queens getting worse. I cry at night cause I know that you hurt inside. Trying to make that money and have a better life. But your pride won't let you take a minimum job. They say go to college,
girl,
get some knowledge. But they don't understand how much that man pay for your body. Well, Jesus loves you and you are priceless. He the only man that died for you and came back. And ain't want nothing back except your love and she want Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Prada.
Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. She want Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Louis.
Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Prada.
Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Gucci,
Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. Oh, it's gonna be alright. Jesus came to bring you new life. Yeah, it's gonna be alright. Hug him, squeeze him, hold him tight at night. Repping in heart for my father, healing the hearts of his daughter. Starting a garden, deceiving with gifts how it started. Thought that gift was gonna bomb your heart. Oh, it make me feel some type of way. Lord, that make me feel some type of way. Yes, I got that feeling. Yes, I got that feeling. This right here, your season. You went through them bad relations for a reason. Jesus,
Jesus,
love.
It's sweeter than that barn nine. He turned water to wine. He even gave sight to your blindness.
I see ya.
Cause you see him. His money can't buy your freedom. Tell him you don't need him. You just gon' keep trusting Jesus. You see the signs when they lie from the start. And he ain't a real man unless he prays the Lord. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. She want Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Louis,
Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Prada.
Gucci, Louis, Prada.
Gucci,
Gucci, Louis, Prada. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars. I be talking about my savior, but she all about my dollars.
Gucci.
So my queens, rise up. See, you were built for more than the decor. No matter your purse, your hair, your house, your car, or what somebody else got, it doesn't amount to who you truly are. You are worth more than no man could put a price tag on. You are priceless. You are rubies. Yeah.
They play all the real music. Real music.
This station is non-stop.
Awesome hits.
The best radio station.
The broadcasts speak for themselves.
The revolution in music.
You want.
This is why we have
the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. KAYT.
It was the end this time, God said, not yet. I thought that I would lose my mind, God said, not yet. Thinking about my yesterday, wondering how I got away. When death heard Jesus say, he said, not yet. When I was gonna quit, God said,
yeah.
I said, let somebody else handle this, but he said,
not yet.
When I thought that I had done so.